This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be listening to Josef Suk's Meditation on an Old Czech Chorale for String Quartet. Josef Suk was part of a distinguished line of Czech composers who sought to create and sustain a uniquely Czech style of music. He was a student of Dvořák and ended up becoming his son-in-law by marrying his daughter. He also founded and spent over 40 years in the Czech Quartet, a string quartet that toured extensively and had an international reputation playing primarily Czech music, including his own compositions like this one. While Dvořák, Smetana, and others had fostered Czech music as part of a larger nationalist trend, the actual political future of the Czech people was in doubt, and hope for independent nation was fading until 1914, the same year Suk wrote this meditation. Czechs were in a precarious position in 1914. For hundreds of years, they had been under Austrian rule, now consolidated into the Austro-Hungarian Empire. The country stretched through Central and Southern Europe and ruled over a wide variety of smaller nations and ethnicities. The Austrians had enforced Germanization over much of its territory, with other languages suppressed in favor of the official one. But there were various nationalist movements across its holdings, and tensions boiled over when a Bosnian Serb named Gavrilo Princip assassinated the heir to the throne, Archduke Franz Ferdinand, possibly the most famous and important assassination in history. This led to the Austro-Hungarian invasion of the Kingdom of Serbia, which then led to the outbreak of World War I. And suddenly, with the whole of Europe joining the war, the Austrian grip on the Czech homeland seemed like it could finally loosen. Suk wrote this piece to, quote, strengthen the hope in the return of power to the hands of the Czech people after the storms of wrath are over. It's based around a hymn to the patron saint of the Czechs, Saint Wenceslas. He's the guy in the popular English Christmas carol, Good King Wenceslas, even though he was technically just a duke. He was supposedly a noble leader who would give generously to the poor and fought off numerous invasions of his homeland. The hymn this is based off of is one of the oldest known songs in the Czech language, and at one point it was considered for the national anthem of Czechoslovakia. One of the key lines that Suk highlights in this piece says, quote, oh, save us and future generations from perishing. He probably couldn't have known the horrors that would come in the still new war, but it's a very apt plea for anyone in Europe at the time. It's also a powerful statement about Czech identity, at a time when the Czech language and Czech customs were being suppressed in favor of German and Austrian culture. Here's the Musopen String Quartet with Suk's Meditation on an Old Czech Chorale.
Thank you.
This piece ends peacefully after that big climax, and perhaps that was Sook's hope for the war breaking out around him. Unfortunately, we know it didn't quite work out that way. Thanks to the MuseOpen String Quartet for putting that up on museopen.org, and thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and next week for your classical break, we'll be listening to some Haydn, some Vivaldi, some Grieg, and we'll start things off with a celebration of Ernest Bloch's birthday on Monday with his Poems of the Sea. I'll see you then.